Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, our original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. I encourage you to go there and check out their website. Support the work that they do. Because when you go to sleep, the SBE Council is working on small business policies in Washington, D.C. and across the country to help improve our lot in life. So, because Karen, what I say for what I tell people, what I remind anybody who will listen, whatever's good for small business is good for the world. If you help a small business, you help the world. There's no effort. There's no energy. There's no investment you can make anywhere in the world that would leverage good around the world more than to do anything to help a small business. What do you think?
Oh, Jim, absolutely. I mean, you know, entrepreneurship and startups and business creation, I mean, that really is sort of the font of wealth creation and opportunity. And, you know, that's why for as long as I can remember and being engaged internationally, you know, our government generally believes that. That's why they help so many other countries, emerging nations, sort of develop their entrepreneurial sector, develop policies that are going to encourage small business.
And who wouldn't want to hang out with us, Karen? We're so cute and cuddly. I don't know
how. I know.
You know, that's my. Hey, Karen, let's talk about it. Let's talk about a big deal. One of the things that I think has got to be the big accomplishment of President Trump in the next, but before his first term is over, he's got to get this U.S. Mexico, Canada trade deal done. He's got to get something done, some progress done that can be chronicled. It can be written down and signed with China. He needs to get the European thing done. The trade deals are a big deal. How is the USMCA thing going so far?
You know what? I'm very optimistic. I mean, there was a lot of people, the conventional wisdom was, well, if we don't get this done through in July, forget about it. And the closer you get to the election, forget about it. I mean, look at there's still members of Congress who were educating on this issue. I mean, I'm up on the Hill.
Where are they stuck? What is their problem? What are the issues that they don't like?
Well, the big thing is that Peter Navarro is sort of talking with the Democrats that at a very high level are the labor and the environmental pieces of USMCA, are they enforceable? How can we make them more enforceable? How can we ensure that Mexico, you know, actually does this? Well, it's in the agreement. Mexico is changing their laws right now in order to accommodate USMCA, not only pass USMCA, but upgrade, you know, their labor laws. So, you know, all of that's in the agreement. It's been the same arguments, I think, on this front, you know, for Democrats. But, you know, Jim, I've been involved in these debates and these trade issues for a long time, and it just seems like people come around. I mean, the arguments for this trade deal is so good for small businesses, for all businesses, for workers. It's a great template that we can use for other trade agreements, you know, that we're talking about right now, whether it's, you know, the UK, Japan, the EU. I think it's going to happen. You know, sort of the time. We just need to really dig in. And we're going to use August to really get our members to talk to you, House members and senators, about this, just to underscore.
Are any Republicans recalcitrant on this law, this new bill?
No, you know, there's a few. I mean, just the one or
do
two.
We have, if we got back the House, if the Republicans got back the House, would the Republicans' leadership in both parties get something that would be done that the president could sign?
Oh, in a heartbeat. And, you know, I haven't given up on the current Congress. I do think that this is something that can easily be done in September.
But we know the Democrat controlled House is not going to give anything to the president that he could call a win. I mean, they're going to hold up on this.
Well, you don't know. I mean, you know what? I don't know. Like I said,
I hope you're right.
I'm on the ground here meeting with lots of members. And, I mean, so I'm still optimistic about this happening and perhaps as early as September or early October. So, you know, we're pushing forward and hopefully it's just too important to our relationship with Mexico and Canada, the certainty of all businesses. Too many industries are at stake. Every single one of these industries, you know, are in every
our
single
businesses,
congressional district.
Are small businesses giving the president slack still on the trade agreements he's trying to work out? Are they still giving him some forbearance on this? Or are they getting antsy? What do you think?
The pressure
that's on them. Do you think that they're? I mean, the manufacturing seems to be giving them forbearance on this. Do you think the farmers seem to be as well? Or is the small business sector doing the same?
Yeah, so separating USMCA, you know, from the tariff issue,
right,
and use the tariffs for negotiation, you know, absolutely. They're saying, look, we're with you. We got to address intellectual property and unfair, you know, access, you know, to markets, mm-hmm, you know, in China and, you know, wherever this might pop up. But there's got to be an end game here because, you know, and so they're like, you know, it is actually undermining our growth, undermining our competitiveness. And the longer it goes on, the greater the impact. So
right,
that's the story that my members are passing on to me, that we're passing on to the White House,
right,
that, you know, obviously you can't hold the gun to China's head, mm-hmm, and they're going to do what they want to do.
They're putting a gun to their own head over there, I think, right now. A lot of ways.
I agree.
Hold on to that thought, Karen. We're going to come back with Karen Kerrigan, folks, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. We come back, some news on the SBA, and I'm going to get her to talk to us about what she's working on for the rest of the year and the rest of the Congress. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.